Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Driving home to Rhode Island, no surprise to find home is a friend that is lying. No friend of mine. Now that I've been forsaken, no contenders to weigh in. Lonely hearts and they're breaking away. I guess we all just want someone to love, love. Maybe we all just want someone, someone to love, love. Grab your keys to the wagon, any road with no baggage. How did I get to this dead end again? Guess we all just want someone to love, love. Maybe we all just need someone, someone to love, love. Guess we all just want someone to love.
Then Chris met Jefferson, who, while shoveling snow, wrote a song for Chris about her home state of Rhode Island. And Chris began to think differently, for they were in love. And so on this day, driving into Providence, Chris sang out,
"It's a great
Fireflies in flight, fireflies at night, moonlight on a lake, surprise birthday cake, take a look around, miracles abound, phosphorescence glowing in the sound, the thought of wonders happening every day, the thought of wonders happening every day, the shells in sand, real celestial cries, auroras in the sky, starlings on a dare, murmurating air, silent dances like an
classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
Skating. to the edge. Out here skating on the skinny side of the edge.
Take you to the sky. makes you feel better, I'll take the blame for the gathering clouds and the driving rain, for every tear you cry today. 'Cause if you don't blame me, I'll blame myself. 'Cause I broke your heart, and that's a sin. If you took me back, I'd only do it again. There ain't no cure for my disease. The day I die's the day we'll both be free. You know as well as me, growing up ain't my style. But I tried to pretend for a little while. I fooled myself, but I think that's all. I fooled myself, but it was you that took the fall. And I broke your heart, and that's a crime. I'll do it again if I have the time. There ain't no cure for a man like me. The day I die's the day we'll both be free. And honey, I swear, there's nothing that you could have done. There ain't enough love in this wicked world to make me stop running like I run. So watch me run. Makes you feel bitter, I'll fade away back to the darkness that I obey, back to the shadows out of the light. You better lay your head down and try to get some sleep tonight. I'll break your heart one more time. I'll do it again if I have the time. There ain't no cure for my disease. The day I die's the day we'll both be free. I broke your heart, and that's a fact. But some of the pieces won't ever fit back. There ain't no cure for a man like me. The day I die's the day we'll both be free.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.